today's news. Hello, welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. This week, Douglas Council, never that far from the news, as has been the case for, well, long decades, it seems. Back in the news recently, looking for new members, encouraging people to get actively engaged with public service. Often seen as being quite rumbustious, a bit of shouting going on, such like. Anything new? Well, no, of course not. I refer you to the Ramsey Courier of Tuesday, September the 20th, 1910. Seen at Douglas Council meeting, that creature, it's entitled. At a meeting of the Douglas Town Council last week, it was stated that the tramway receipts of the horse and cable section were the highest on record since the tramways were taken over by the town. Would that it was that way now. A long discussion took place on the subject of the Villa Marina estate, for which the town is paying £60,000, huge amount of money in 1910, Councillor Muckton and Cowell stating that it would be a white elephant. All sounds very familiar so far, doesn't it? As does this. A scene occurred through Councillor Crane describing Councillor Quayle as that creature, an expression he refused to withdraw. The next year, 1911, Friday, July the 7th, Ramsey Courier. Holiday camps at Douglas. Scene at Douglas Council over proposed condemnation. There was a lively scene at Douglas Town Council on Thursday, arising out of a strongly worded protest by Councillor Ashburner against a motion to adjourn a meeting which had been specially called by requisition of five members to consider a resolution condemnatory of holiday camps recently passed. As only 10 out of 24 members attended and but two of the five requisitionists were present, Councillor Marsden moved to adjourn. Councillor Ashburner denounced the proposal as scandalous, and there was uproar, criticised by other councillors. The resolution to adjourn was eventually carried amid protesting indications from the public gallery. My word, lively stuff indeed. 1911 again, Ramsey Courier, Friday, July the 14th, Douglas Council scene. When the Douglas Council met on Wednesday, Councillor Marsden complained that at the previous meeting of the council, a person in the public gallery insulted him and other councillors when leaving the chamber and told them they were a disgrace to Douglas. He claimed the protection of the mayor while discharging their public duties and thought the person should be made to apologise. Captain Muckton said that Councillor Marsden had come back to the council chamber on the previous occasion to insult him, and it was wonderful to see him seeking the protection of the chair. The mayor expressed the hope that such conduct would not be repeated, and the incident closed. Quite right, too. Shocking behaviour. In the Alleman Examiner, Friday, March the 14th of 1930, we read that the father of Douglas Council was ill. The many friends of Alderman J.T. Farragher, J.P., the father of the Douglas Town Council and Freeman of Douglas, is seriously ill, and at the council meeting on Wednesday, a resolution of sympathy with him was passed unanimously. Alderman Farragher, who is 83 years old, has been a member of the Douglas Town Commissioners and Town Council for 40 years. That's good service, isn't it? And has been mayor three times. He has been on the Wesleyan Plan as a local preacher for more than 60 years. And sadly, in the Ramsey Courier of Friday, October the 9th of 1931, the following year, we do indeed read that the father of Douglas Council is dead, with it remarking that in 1926, the borough of Douglas recognised his public services by making him its second freeman, that honour having previously been conferred only on Lord Derby. He was also made a Justice of the Peace in 1926, a man with a lot of public service, should I say. 1938, just coming up towards the wartime years, of course, in the Examiner, Friday, January the 14th. Who pays for air raid precautions? Pointed questions asked in Douglas Council. Speaking at Douglas Town Council on Wednesday with reference to the government's air raid precautions, Councillor Callow said his deepest concern was that nothing can be done until so late in the day. In 1914, he said, it was possible to infect the water supply of a large British possession with dangerous germs in a very short time, and here we are again dilly-dallying. Alderman F. Gale pointed out that the initial cost of the air raid precaution scheme in Manchester was to be £300,000. Lord, with an annual maintenance charge of £25,000. In the Isle of Man, we seem to be taking the whole thing in one gulp. I'm not a pacifist, and I'm prepared to be instructed, he said, but I hope the government is going to bear the major portion of the cost. The Deputy Mayor, Councillor Cowell, observed that the government had simply asked the council for information and probable cost, but Alderman Gale sharply retorted, "We're rushing down the Gadrine slope to be drowned in a sea of debt." Councillor Callow deplored the delay in getting out the information which the government was seeking. The council had been given 5 weeks to prepare its answer, but 3 weeks had gone by before the matter was brought before the Finance Committee, and another week had elapsed since then, so that it was now impossible to do what had been asked for in the time. The Deputy Mayor said the matter had been brought to the notice of the Finance Committee at the first opportunity. Really? But Councillor Callow pointed out that there had been 3 meetings of the Finance Committee since the information was asked for. Someone might be bending the truth a little bit there, don't you think? In the Alaman Times, Saturday, November the 12th, 1938, Douglas Council and the Development Board, new members appointed. On Wednesday, the Douglas Council were called upon to elect 2 members to serve on the Development Board for the next 4 years. Alderman Robert Corlett and Skillicorn have been members for the past 4 years. Alderman Corlett said that he had intimated to the Finance Committee, I hope he was a bit more effective, and the town clerk, that he did not intend standing again. He had served 4 years and thought it would be in the best interests of the council that their representatives should be members of the Works Committee who dealt with the same work as the Development Board. Alderman Skillicorn also refused to stand again. None of the other members seemed anxious for the job. Councillor Callow, chairman of the Works Committee, and Councillor E. H. Farragher both refused. But finally, councillors A.J. Tier and T. Radcliffe were induced to stand and were elected. I wonder how they were induced. Money? Beer? A poke up the bottom with a sharp stick? Just finally, the Isle of Man Times, Friday, February the 14th, 1958. We all seem to be having debates about buses these days, don't we? Anything new? No, of course not. No White City service, we're told. Payment to MER not justified. Protests at Town Council. Douglas Town Council on Wednesday rejected a move to refer back to the Tramways Committee their decision not to renew the licence in respect of the White City bus service. Alderman Fletcher Quayle, chairman of the Tramways Committee, said there would be a service to Port Jack and they would save some £400 compensation payable to the Manx Electric Railway Board for the privilege of carrying people about another 50 yards. Councillor E.C. Hamill said they should take care of the visitors who wished to go to Onconhead, as well as the business of the traders, hoteliers and boarding house keepers in the area. Some people had already announced the service in their brochures. The ordinary red bus services would not be able to accommodate everybody, and he did not think the MER would be interested in the small run from Derby Castle to White City. It is quite short, isn't it? The loss of live entertainment in Douglas had been deplored, and since they had some left on Onconhead, it should be catered for. Councillor Alec Moore said the Tramways Committee were willing to have the service, but they had a meeting with the MER who insisted on their pound of flesh, or their cash. But the committee did not think they should return a halfpenny or a halfpenny per passenger for the sake of another 50 yards. I can sort of see their point. I mean, people have got legs generally, but no doubt some people wouldn't be able to walk that far. There was something out White City when there wasn't much elsewhere. I dare say that raged for a time. The same as these debates rage today, as we say, there is nothing new under the sun. Because it's all old news. That's about it for this week. Whatever you're doing, look after yourselves. We'll be back with more old news, same time, same place, next week. Cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.